USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Reaction continuing to come in after an interview Hunter Biden gave to ABC News discussing his international business dealings. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio reflects on that interview and Hunter Biden's work with foreign companies.
The $1 billion from a subsidiary bank of the Bank of China, this company in the Ukraine, where Hunter Biden had no experience, didn't know the language, no experience in the energy sector, and not an expert on Ukraine, gets this position. I think the American people, again, they saw this for what it is. They know it smells. They know it's wrong. And that's the fact.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Fort Worth Police Chief Ed Krause is apologizing to the community following the death of a woman who was killed inside her own home by a now former Fort Worth police officer. Krause says he wants the residents of his city to know he understands their frustration over the death. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Career diplomat George Kent is answering questions behind closed doors in a House impeachment inquiry. Kent is a Deputy Assistant Secretary of State who oversees U.S. policy on Ukraine. This all stems back to a phone call President Trump had in July with the President of Ukraine. Mack truck workers strike for the first time in decades. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
Mack truck workers are walking picket lines after their union launched a strike at plants in three states. The United Automobile Workers Union Local 677 began picketing outside Allentown, Pennsylvania. The company said the strike involves about 3,500 employees at facilities in Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Florida. The union says many issues are unresolved, including wages, job security, and pension health benefits. Mack Truck's president, Martin Weisberg, said he's surprised and disappointed that the union decided to walk out rather than allow the employees to keep building trucks and engines while parties continue to negotiate.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Parents of the victims in the Madry Stoneman Douglas High School shooting are opposing the reinstatement of Scott Israel as Broward County Sheriff. Manuel Oliver expresses his thoughts and says he would not like to see Israel back in office.
There is no one argument that will convince anyone that it's a good idea to bring this guy back.
Governor Ron DeSantis did remove Israel as sheriff shortly after taking office. Now a group of special investigators appointed by the state Senate concluded that DeSantis did not make a good case in removing Israel and he should be reinstated. President Trump has imposed economic sanctions on Turkey and called for the assault of the Kurdish fighters to end. The president is also sending Vice President Pence to the region. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Vice President Mike Pence made the announcement that he'll be going to the region with National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien to begin negotiations.
President Trump reiterated his offer to mediate and arbitrate a negotiation between Syrian Defense Forces and the Turkish military. And the president has directed me and Robert O'Brien to lead a delegation to Turkey in the immediate future to begin discussions and negotiations to bring the bloodshed to an end.
Mr. Pence added the U.S. is calling for a ceasefire and for Turkey to begin to negotiate with Kurdish forces in Syria to bring an end to the violence.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.